Lamb made an igloo. We had a Polar Record which described how to make an Eskimo igloo, and he made a very fine igloo about, 5 or 6 feet high, proper thing. And I made various igloos too, but smaller things, you know, half sunk. And we spent a night, at least I spent a night in one of these igloos with a little candle, and it was quite cosy, quite warm. You know, not a breath of wind, you see.
Mm.
Oh yes, it was very comfortable indeed. Oh, it took him quite a while because he made a proper one. Oh, I think he must have batted best part of the day. But the ones I made, it didn't take so long because I used to dig out half the base, you see, and just cover the upper half with snow blocks. And so that was, it was some idea I had of making emergency igloos, you know, if you were stuck without a tent. I remember one time we were on the glacier. It was a Sunday afternoon, and Lam and I had gone up there to do some skiing. It was in our free time, you see. Mm. So I thought I'd practice making one of these igloos. And I'd got a shovel with me, and I chose a nice, smooth, level bit of glacier. And I started digging out the circle, you see, 6 foot diameter of the igloo. And I got one spit down and chucked that out. And then I started digging out the next bit, and I, you know, it was hard snow, and you had to punch really hard with the round nose shovel. The next thing I knew, my shovel went right up to its handle. What was this fool doing but digging himself through a snow bridge? I could see a great big blue black gaping hole underneath, and a cold breeze coming up. So you never saw anybody jump out of bridge. And Lam saw a white-faced figure stacking towards him. So, the point was, you see, this is winter time. The point was that you can't tell that these crevasses are underneath you. You know, and in the summer when the snow melted a bit, I could see where the crevasse was. You could see the furrow in the snow. So I thought, well, you could think twice really before you start digging igloos in a glacier.
Yes.
At least have a rope tied to a peg anyway.